Apollo at the time that if they were saved, they would send a yearly mission to Delos. Now this custom still continues, and the whole period of the voyage to and from Delos, beginning when the priest of Apollo crowns the stern of the ship, is a holy season, during which the city is not allowed to be polluted by public executions. And when the vessel is detained by contrary winds, the time spent in going and returning is very considerable. As I was saying, the ship was crowned on the day before the trial, and this was the reason why Socrates lay in prison and was not put to death until long after he was condemned. Echecrates, what was the manner of his death, Phaedo? What was said or done? And which of his friends were with him? Or did the authorities forbid them to be present, so that he had no friends near him when he died? Phaedo, no, there were several of them with him. Echecrates, if you have nothing to do, I wish that you would tell me what passed as exactly as you can. Phaedo, I have nothing at all to do, and will try to gratify your wish. To be reminded of Socrates is always the greatest delight to me, whether I speak myself or hear another speak of him. Echecrates, you will have listeners who are of the same mind with you, and I hope that you will be as exact as you can. Phaedo, I had a singular feeling at being in his company, for I could hardly believe that I was present at the death of a friend, and therefore I did not pity him. Echecrates, he died so fearlessly, and his words and bearing were so noble and gracious, that to me he appeared blessed. I thought that in going to the other world he could not be without a divine call, and that he would be happy, if any man ever was, when he arrived there, and therefore I did not pity him as might have seemed natural at such an hour. But I had not the pleasure which I usually feel in philosophical discourse, for philosophy was the theme of which we spoke. I was pleased, but in the pleasure there was also a strange admixture of pain, for I reflected that he was soon to die, and this double feeling was shared by us all. We were laughing and weeping by turns, especially the excitable Apollodorus. You know the sort of man? Echecrates.